time. When you cannot be heard, you can smile. When it's cloudy or fair, you can smile anytime, anywhere. Everybody, this is your old friend Strolling Tom greeting you and wishing you the time of day. I just thought I'd drop around to your home or car or place of business and sing you a song or two and leave a little philosophy or poem to mull over in your mind. And if you think any of it is worthwhile, to be able to apply it to your use, and may it bless you and your loved ones abundantly. I've talked many times about thought, but it seems to be an inexhaustible subject. I could very easily discuss it the whole day and evening, and not more than touch on the outer edges of its garment. But I want very, very much to repeat one pet phrase of mine, and that is, thoughts are things. I'll grant you, thoughts cannot be seen or heard, nor they cannot be touched. But they can be weighed. How many times have you been cautioned to weigh your words? Well, those words had to be thoughts before they became words. Yet thought has neither size nor substance, yet is more powerful than anything can be seen or heard. Thought is the source of all creation, all cause of all motion or action, of every expression, of all force and power. Every word you or I have spoken, every deed we've ever done, every move we make has got to emanate from thought. You can believe it or not, but I believe it's possible that every word we speak, backed up with the power of thought, is recorded somewhere out there in the ether, and someday we may have to face them. Wow. From some of the words that we've heard by some folks, I wonder would they care to face a record of them later on? Yes, I wonder.
Suppose, beloved, that the gods should say, you shall have just 1 hour of joy to spend. You together, then shall come the end. What would we do? The last little hour. should not speak at all. But you were pressed by a hand close in yours, and you would gaze deep down in mine eyes.
Just think, folks, every ship that sails the seas, every train that throbs along its track of steel, every machine that turns, every building that lifts its roof into the heavens, every instrument that takes or saves a life, was first a thought in the mind of man. It had to be a mental reality before it became a material fact. Every event of human history, great and small, was conceived in thought, cradled and completed in thought. For a thought has been the matrix of every deed and every achievement since time began.
I'll be with you in apple blossom time. I'll be with you to change that name to mine. One day in May, I'll come and say, happy the bride, the sun shines on today. What a wonderful wedding there will be. What a wonderful day for you and me. Church bells will chime, you will.
Make this broad statement, friends. Every man is today the exact result of his past thinking and will be tomorrow what his thoughts are making him today. We are our thoughts. Our thoughts are us. What you and I think most about is constantly, inevitably, inexorably weaving itself into the fabric of our destiny by attracting to us by a law that is absolute, things and conditions like unto themselves. How careful we should guard our thoughts. How we should weigh each word we speak. Do you remember that old Bible quotation? Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight.
More time alone with thee, Lord Jesus. More time alone with thee. More time to know. grace sufficient for every need. More time alone with Thee, Lord Jesus. More time alone with now until the dawn's new day, we wish you peace upon your way. May he who watches from above smile down on you with all his love. Bye now.
Goodbye, everybody. We've had a happy time once more. Goodbye, everybody. Friendship's knocking at your door. Clouds may hide your silver lining, but beyond you'll find the blue. So goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.